This will totally be up your alley, though.
Yeah.
There's... I was watching the TV the other day.
Yeah.
And there was a brand new TV show, and it came out of Dubai. They were talking about Dubai.
No way.
It's great.
And it's about brunch.
Mm.
What about it, though?
There could be a problem. You know, a lot of you that come in from overseas and live in this beautiful country, and especially here in Dubai, one of the big things is a brunch. Now, I didn't really know what a brunch was before I moved here.
I didn't brunch before I moved here.
Neither
either.
Did I.
Oh.
Life's never been the same. It's been great.
Well, I've only gone to 2 brunches in 10 years. Can
I
you believe it?
I don't know how you've escaped brunches
I don't,
for so long.
I just can't do a brunch. I just find that the people there are there for one reason. It's just too much for me. It's just like... So basically, if you don't know what a brunch is...
You're just an old man.
I'm not
you
an old man.
You are an old man.
I'm not an old man. You I don't want to have... rock up at like 12, all like nicely dressed, and then by 3 o'clock, it's just like...
messy.
It's like a zoo. Not my scene.
Boring.
Yeah, maybe I am. Maybe I am boring.
Grandfather.
So a brunch is obviously where a lot of restaurants, and I tell you, each brunch puts, and not all brunches are crazy wild. I went to a beautiful one over the weekend, but, you know, you go in there, you pay a certain amount, it might be 150 dirhams, 200 dirhams, 500 dirhams, and you get all the food and drinks for a slot of what, how long, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Some go
depends
on
where
more.
You go.
Yeah, some
yeah.
go more.
Rossi, I think you were the king of brunches at one stage in your life.
Yeah, I still like to go to one now and again.
So I was just sitting down watching TV, and this show came on pretty.
What is it called?
It's like My Strange Addictions.
Oh.
You know that show, My Strange Addictions, where you're addicted to something?
Yeah.
And there were people addicted to brunches.
Wow.
Have a listen to this.
This week's episode of My Strange Addiction is based out of Dubai. It's an epidemic that keeps spreading, and nothing can stop it. Meet Barry, 27 years old, out of London.
Hello, I'm Barry from London.
Barry's strange addiction started one Friday morning back in 2009.
Well, I just moved to Dubai and I got invited by a couple of colleagues to go to a Friday brunch, and they said the best one to go to would be Yolumba. And it just sort of spiraled from there.
What started off as harmless fun, 9 years on, has turned into tragedy.
Things have got really out of control now. I go into work and everybody says, it's lunchtime, and I think it's brunch time.
Meet brunchaholic number 2, Sarah.
Wagwan, my name's Sarah. I love going to brunch because, like, it's like my favorite thing to do. And, like, I always go to a different brunch every week because I like testing out new things, you get me?
Barry and Sarah are addicted to brunches. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, Barry.
Morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Your addiction. Tell me, how does it make you feel?
Well, I'm sort of a quite a shy type of guy, really, but when I go to a brunch and I just hear Oasis or a bit of Blur, it just really... I really come out of my shell. I have such a great time. I need to go to a brunch every day.
Oi, Barry.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah.
What
you're
brunches
right.
do you go to, innit?
I like Double Decker most times. It's only 199 dirhams, and you can get lots of free stuff.
I'd go with you any day. I'm there as well at night brunches, innit? If you want to come during the night.
So does that mean a yes, then?
Yeah, for sure, bruv.
Great.
Find out what happens on My Strange Addictions. Will they break their brunches?
Oh, Sarah. Oh, McGagan's brunch is brilliant, isn't it? They do a roast dinner. Sing along. Come on.
Banging.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Will their addiction break? Time will tell. Will Dr. Pilateri be able to break their addiction? Find out on the next episode of My Strange Addiction, Dubai.
Amazing, huh? Can you believe that?
It's brilliant.
You know, it's true. It's very true. You don't know any of those people, Rossi? Do you know them?
Few.
Yeah, maybe. Portugal the Man now. Feel it still. This is the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.